Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you, okay? You deserve to be happy. You deserve to live a life you are excited and happy about. And today's podcast is all about happiness. So here we go with some happiness hacks from the Blues.
This is El Vikingo and Lou. You think they're ready for this, baby?
I honestly don't know.
We're going to do this podcast. Ready or not, we're coming.
We are coming.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Okay, so today we are going to talk about happiness and our pursuit of happiness and what has helped us to achieve happiness throughout, let's say, this past year, what realizations we have had. And so there's a few points Lou and I are going to go through, and we'll discuss what's helped us. So we'll start with Lou. What's one of the first points that you want to talk about that's helped you achieve, you know, a positive vibration, feeling good and happy?
So I would say the first thing that comes to mind is the word acceptance. I think a lot of times we are not accepting where we're at in life in the moment. And so because of that, we choose to look at the world from a really unrealistic and unhappy place because we're not accepting ourselves. We're not accepting the past. We're not accepting where we're at. And so a lot of times we live in the past. I'm guilty of that. And there's a quote that I love, and it says, "Don't lose your keys to happiness in somebody else's pocket." And I think a lot of times we do that. I think a lot of times we allow other people to steal our happiness or take our happiness away because we're kind of forcing someone else. We think it's someone else's responsibility to make us happy. So when we first got married, I remember thinking, having kind of that really immature mindset where as soon as we got married, I just thought you were supposed to make me happy. I thought that's how it worked. I know that sounds really naive. Did you think the same thing, or am I just alone in that? Like, I really thought a lot of your responsibility in marrying me, I don't know where I got this idea, Cinderella, I don't know, fairy tales, but I just felt like that was part of your job after we got married.
Man, that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Holy cow.
Do you think you felt that a little bit?
I'm trying to think about if I did or if I didn't. I had a different way. I just felt like there's different milestones in life, and once I hit those milestones, I was going to be happy then. So, when I was a little kid, when I grew up, I was going to be happy when I was tall and strong because I was little. Or when I graduated high school and got to move out, that was going to make me happy. Or when I was in college and I graduated college, that was going to be happy. Or when I got married, like you were saying, okay, now when you get married, you're going to be happy, so you're expecting these different situations to make you happy, and you think it changes from one day to the next.
Yeah.
But then you realize where the happiness lies is within yourself.
Right. And I don't think I figured that out for way too long. Way too long.
And so your first point is acceptance.
Acceptance and accepting that, like you said, accepting that your happiness is yours to control, and accepting the past is another big one for me, and accepting who you are now at this point, and like step out of your history and step into the now and like set yourself free of that and just accept the now, accept where you are now and move forward. So yeah, accepting the past and accepting that your happiness is yours to control, not someone else's responsibility.
And I think that's another key point to add on to that is to be able to be present, because a lot of times if you're not accepting your past or you're afraid of what may happen in the future, then you're not really, nothing is really real that you're thinking from the past or the future. And the only
thoughts.
It's just thoughts. The only true thing in reality is the present. And so if you can find a way to stay present, I believe that adds a lot of happiness to your life. To actually, like, when I go outside to work and I'm present and I see the clouds and I feel the clouds, and I go into my fields, I'm a farmer, and I feel the growth and the soil and the good vibrations around, being present and not thinking about, creating all these thoughts about your past and letting your past run through your mind, or the future and those anxieties, and just being able to cancel that and be present is amazing when it comes to happiness.
Yeah, and productivity too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was one of my points. What's yours?
Okay, so I have 3 points. I'll go with one and then we can go back and forth. So I'll just go from 2020. Right now we are in 2021, February 2021. So I'll talk about last year. So last year, to start out the year, I did SAPO, which was 5-MeO-DMT. And it's helped me to understand more about energy and vibrations. And so part of the experience or the trip, you know, I saw the vibration and energy flowing in everything around me. So in the sky and the trees and the clouds and the ground, in myself and others. And so I had the realization that everything is energy. And so I started paying attention to positive and negative energies in my life. And so I follow positive thoughts. I try to follow and surround myself around positive people that have a good energy. And so one of the key points in my experience with SAPO was to feel more and think less. And so throughout this past year, I've tried to feel somebody's energy or the day's energy. And if something or somebody comes into my life that has a negative energy, I try not to surround myself by that. So as a farmer, if there's a business deal that doesn't feel right, or if the person is saying the right things, but I feel a negative energy around them, then I'm not going to go into that deal. And so it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure because I try to tune in to that high vibration, and so that's hard. But that's what I base things on. So if I feel like somebody's coming in with a lot of negativities, like, oh, the news and the elections and end of the world and the riots and, oh, I have all this negative, all these problems, I have to cancel those people out of my life. And I'm sorry, but I am working on myself and I want my focus to be on the good. And as my attention is on the good, that good is amplified and multiplied. And that's what I've experienced this year. And if I feel like somebody is manipulative or angry or holds a lot of hate or just, you know, I can try to be a positive influence, but if it continues, I'm not going to allow that person in my life.
You don't want to be in that space for too long.
I don't want to stay in that space.
Okay, so here's a question for you that I think our listeners might relate to. What if they're in a marriage where the person they are married to is that negative, constant negative energy in their life?
I don't
Bronson,
think,
any tips?
I don't think I'm qualified to answer that. I can give my opinion, and my opinions sometimes change with experience in life.
Right. So right now,
so right now,
what would you say?
I would try to be, at first I'm going to give it my, I'm going to do my best. So like, say you're just a fucking bitch. I'll just say that. and you're just negative and everything's everything's bad.
I would
be completely vulnerable in that situation and say how I feel and go deep and be like, look, this is how I feel. Let's, you know, what would you think about, let's try to change our mindsets. And I would try to lead by example, first
of
all.
That's a good one.
I have to lead by example. And then this person, and whenever this person's saying like, oh, the day sucks. And you'd be like, wow, it's such a beautiful day outside. But you truly mean it. You're not bullshitting, right? You're genuinely
giving them a different perspective.
But you're genuinely living what you're saying. Like, you're genuinely positive. And you're genuinely have a good vibe. And if this person's struggling, you get down to the root of the problem. You know, you don't try to fix the symptoms all day.
Yeah.
You get down and you fix the root of the problem.
If they're ready.
If they're ready. Some people aren't ready.
If they can see that. If they know that there's pain there.
And you try. You can try. And if it's not the time, then give it space.
Yeah.
Come back, try, give space. But
I think what you said's right, though. You just have to lead by example and do the best you can with yourself. Because you can't change people. You can't. You can have an impact, though.
Yeah.
So
some people might be drawn to the positivity, and some people just might be comfortable in their negative space. And right. So if that doesn't change, I mean, it's your decision what to do.
Right.
Do you want to be part of that, or you don't want to be part of that for
however long that takes? But that can be hard. That can be hard. Because I know for me, one of the reasons we live on the farm and that why I'm loving living here so much is just I am in such control of the energy I surround myself with. I mean, your parents live here. Your sister lives here. All of us have a pretty good system down. We don't really step on each other's toes too much. It seems to be really cohesive and like good energy. But I remember when we lived in Dublin, there was just, it was harder to control that energy you're talking about that you surround yourself with. Because I remember just constantly getting pulled into neighborhood gossip and this conversation and this drama here and this gossip here and this, and so many things that I wasn't even asking for, didn't want in my life, just coming to me. And so living on the farm, it's just, I feel so much more in control of that energy that you're talking about, yeah. My space.
And the other thing is a very good skill to develop in life is the ability to say no in a respectful way,
right?
You know, and so like living in, if you're in a big city or in a situation where people are just coming to dump their garbage into your life, you have to be able to develop a way to say no.
Right. You have to protect your...
Instead of pleasing everybody, because you got to protect your space.
Protect that happiness. It's worth it. That no is worth it for your own happiness.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's one big realization this year is just the focus on energy and how where you put your attention in whatever energy you're putting. If you're putting your attention in positive things, that is multiplied. If you're putting your attention into negative things, those negative things multiply. So what's next on your list?
So just kind of going along with this, it made me think, you know how a lot of like self-help and life coaches, and nowadays everyone's just talking about gratitude journals and write down what you're grateful for and make a list every morning. You know, it's kind of the popular trend right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been thinking about that, and I don't do it. I've never actually written down what I'm grateful for. I did today because somebody, one of my friends, Whitney, tagged me in a post today. So it was actually a really good practice because I'd never done it. But I think what happens a lot of the time is people will do it. Like, they'll write down those things. But like you said earlier, they're not connecting with that gratitude list. Like, they're just like, I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for my husband. I'm great, you know, just like spitting stuff out. But I feel like it has to, you have to reach that next level where you're actually like connecting with what you're grateful for. You're actually noticing it. You're actually like processing it. You're actually feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, take it a step further.
To be able to truly feel it.
Yes. Yes.
Like, man, I am grateful for this amazing relationship I am in. I'm grateful that the sun is shining today.
And maybe sit in that for a second. Yeah. Like, maybe go out and look at the freaking sun while you're writing that down in your journal. But, like, I just feel like sometimes these gratitude journals, I'm just noticing, can get just really, like...
a to-do list?
Yeah. And... but I'm just like, no, sit in that. Like, I'm grateful for my relationship. Okay. Now in your brain or in your mind, think about a beautiful experience you had the other day or today or yesterday or last week in that relationship. Like, connect with that, what you're writing. So if I could give you any tips on gratitude journaling, it would just be to maybe write less and feel it more. Think and feel and connect with it more. That makes sense.
To be truly grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make it a list of to-do list. So, yeah, just connecting with that. Anything you want to add to that as we sit here in your beautiful office?
No, I mean, there's sometimes people get focused on the issues and the problems. And if you just sit back, turn everything off, and look around, there are a million beautiful things to be grateful for. So I think that is very important. And it goes back to what you're putting your attention on or your focus on. You know, if you focus on gratitude, there is a million reasons why you should just have that love and good energy flowing through your body through being grateful for everything around. Instead of focusing it on all the problems. And then you're going to find a million problems. So which million do you want? A million things to be grateful for or a million problems in your life? Do you want to be happy or not?
Like the other day I was doing dishes and I was just like, oh my gosh, why is my maid not here yet? You know, she took a few days off. And I was just like, I went at it at first with this really negative attitude. Like, why am I doing this? I could be doing so many other things. And I was thinking about all the other things I could be doing besides dishes. And it was making it the most miserable 10, 20 minutes of my life. And I decided, you know what? My brain is making this into misery. So I just decided to focus on like the dish. And it was actually a really pretty dish. It was one of our coffee mugs. It had hearts on it. And was like full of love.
Hell yeah,
and baby. I was like washing it and was like washing around the hearts. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a beautiful mug. And it got really weird and hippie, but I just was like washing, like watching the soap suds wash over the hearts. And I was like thinking about what I had drank from that cup. And that sounds really stupid, but it's just this a mental practice. Like, start doing it. When you have these negative thoughts about something you're doing, start seeing something beautiful in that moment. And that really helps, you know. Look for the hearts.
Exactly. I remember when I was a Mormon missionary in Toronto, and it was like freaking cold out. We had a shitty day. People just pissed at us, you know. And it was horrible weather, and I was exhausted, and I just remember, I'm just going to focus on how grateful I am that I have shoes on. And I was like focusing, like, wow, these shoes are soft, they're warm, my feet aren't cold, and I was like, no matter what's going on, there are some things that you can focus on to be truly grateful. The most simple.
It's always simple. I'm noticing.
To be grateful for.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be some massive thing.
And so I guess I'm next. So the next thing that I realized this year that's really added to my happiness in a large way is focusing on my health.
Yes for health, always.
Yes. And so When I say health, it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, and it's spiritual.
Yes.
And so I've already talked about this before, but the program I started with last year that I just needed a jump start into health in an extreme way was I did 75 hard. And so that's basically a mental challenge program. So first of all, I started a nutrition plan.
Right.
And so I just think a lot of times people aren't good because they just don't feel good because of 100%. Bad health. Yes. And so sometimes people are lashing out, or people say angry things or hurtful things because they just don't feel good.
Yeah, their body doesn't feel good. They're sluggish. They're tired.
Mental fog.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I had mental fog, and I had anxiety, and I had spells of depression, because I just wasn't, I wasn't feeling good. So it was multiple things. I had to work on my mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health, on everything.
But so what about 75 hard though? Because you've always been into working out. Like ever since I met you, you were the driving force in getting me to the gym the first time, like lifting weights. You were a basketball player all of high school and state champ, like really good, worked out a lot. You did CrossFit. We actually you owned a CrossFit gym with some friends in Cassis. What was the difference between that lifestyle, which I feel like you were always pushing towards health, and then like what was it about 75 hard that just made it even more, something more?
So my whole life, yeah, I've exercised and I've lifted weights and all that. And so 75 hard is just a challenge to yourself for 75 days. And you're hitting specific goals every day for those 75 days. And so it's a mental challenge. And also in there, you're reading self-help books. So I was focused on, you know, I think I read The Four Agreements at first.
Such a good book.
And
read
so,
it.
Because a lot, one of my issues was all the bad programming that I had received in life. And so The Four Agreements helped me to deprogram and to analyze myself and
get
what the
root.
Fuck was going on.
Get to the root of who you are.
And so that helped me.
Such a good
just
book.
The daily reads every day, reading something that was going to be for self-help. The biggest thing was just nutrition. I had no idea about how to take care of my nutrition. I thought being healthy was just working out, and it is
okay.
Not so.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, I'm going to lift these dumbbells and I'm going to, you know, do a little bit of cardio, but I'm going to lift a lot of weights.
Well, because it worked for you in the past. We just had a conversation about this last Sunday at the dinner table.
Yeah.
You were saying the same exact thing.
Because in the past, when my body was growing, I could eat whatever I wanted.
You ate Little
Debbie's.
And
I was like, well, shit, I'm still in shape. Why are these all these fat guys? Like, all you got to do is go lift weights.
Because it worked
for
you.
But I didn't realize.
Eating your zebra cakes.
That once you're done building this body and growing, in your 20s and 30s, it starts slowing down.
You got to consume a little less.
And you got to consume less. And then also, I've never understood nutrition. And so the macros and the micros and everything that your body requires is exactly the same as the plants. I'm a farmer. We focus on macros and micros. And you got to have that well-balanced nutrition
yes,
for a healthy
sir.
Plant.
Look at this guy. You want to take over my nutrition coaching? You're doing a great job.
Well, you're
job
the one
here.
That taught me this.
You're doing a great job.
And so,
yeah,
and then
balanced.
Also, I was, you know, I paid attention to all the micros that I wasn't getting in my vitamins. So I started my vitamins.
Yeah, you
I
do
started
have a, good
a balanced
regimen.
Nutrition plan. So I started feeling better. I focused on my sleep. I got my exercise in. I would get my runner's high every day as I connected to nature while I was running. I was hitting the goals. I was keeping the promises to myself. And so
So it's more it was like well balanced. Like 75 hard is just gives you a more well balanced health circle. Whereas before you were doing the physical part, like working out, and then not much else, honestly. Is that valid?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you,
yeah,
but
I would just work out and
call it a day.
Lift weights and call
and say it you were healthy.
And say I was healthy, but it's so much more.
I think
than
so
this.
Many people
it's
can relate
mental.
To that. Yeah.
And if you want to like, if you want to feel good and look good, it's 80% nutrition. What you put in your dang mouth.
Yeah, nutrition, good vitamins, healthy foods,
and all
foods.
all those things that you're doing as you're drinking a lot of water, as you're working out, running outside, connecting with nature, keeping
reading.
Goals to yourself, reading positive books on self-help. What you're doing is you're hiring your vibration.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
The reading the book, guys, I'm just going to say real quick, I just barely failed 75 hard while we're talking about it. I just failed, 2 days ago on day 25 because I fell asleep reading. I was on page 3 and I had to get 10 pages in. So I'm on day 2 today, starting over. But anyways, sorry to interrupt you. I just thought I'd say it's okay to fail, though.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's gonna be good
because you're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's about the journey in the end. Anyways,
yeah, that's
you know?
The other point.
It's
in this
the journey.
Whole thing,
the journey is beauty.
What I enjoy is the journey of it. I don't like day 75, day 76. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, it feels
but
good.
I am,
you've accomplished
yeah, it's fine.
Something.
But I am enjoying now the journey of things.
Yeah.
So in college, I was just trying to get through and graduate. And I just couldn't wait to just get the fucking diploma, you know. But I look back and be like, man, I wish I would have enjoyed it more. And so now in things I do, I want to do things that I enjoy. So I actually enjoy doing 75 hard. I enjoy farming. I enjoy raising my boys. Finding joy and happiness in the journey. If you're not finding joy throughout whatever you're dedicated to, you probably should switch. Find something else.
So I think what you just said, like, you are more focused on the future goal.
Exactly.
So like I said in the beginning, acceptance was my big word for what allows me to be happy. And mine is more of like, okay, accepting the past, because sometimes I struggle with like decisions I've made or choices I've made in the past. But yours seems like more of a, like you're focused so much more on the future that you're not in the now. And then for me, I'm like always focused on the past that I'm not in the now. And so we're finding this balance between the two, which
exactly.
is interesting.
And the other big thing, I guess, growing up. So when I was Mormon, my big focus was like, oh, when I get to heaven
after this life,
I will be
yeah.
happy, but I'm going to suffer and I'm going to struggle and all this stuff during
this life.
A trial. It's a big trial and it's a big test. And it's fine to have all these struggles and suffering
so
because
sad.
In the next life I'll be rewarded. And so I was foregoing, you know,
all
the now. And so it's the same concept as and when I was in college, when I wanted to grow up to be a big boy. You know?
You're such a big boy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And so now it's just being present and just enjoying everything around us. And so what's your next point?
I love that. My next point is just like the way you look at life, your reference point. So a lot of times, social media, for example. So say I follow this chick that's just the perfect body, perfect scenario, perfect job. Everything's just, you know, glorious. And I follow her. And the first thing I do in the morning, I wake up and I look and her poster right there. And I'm just like feeling like I'm comparing myself to her life and to that reference point, which is honestly not achievable for me. Like, I have different genetics. I'm in a different circumstance. I don't know her lifestyle. I don't know her issues. I don't know anything about her. But from what my brain is thinking, it's like, why can't I be like her? And I start comparing. And we do this all the time. All the freaking time. We're comparing and we're using these unbalanced reference points to, which in the end, all they do is make us feel like a failure. Okay. So I listened to this podcast this week and it said it did this study on Olympic medalists, and it said that the silver medalists leave the Olympics less happy than the bronze medalists, and bronze medalists leave happier, and it's because of their reference point. So the bronze medalist is looking at their medal from a perspective of, I almost didn't get one. This is awesome. I freaking got a medal at the Olympics. This is awesome. I could have been one of those losers down there. I was this close to being a loser, right? And then the silver medalist is looking at their medal from a reference point of what? I was this close to winning. I'm a failure. I was this close to getting gold. And it's really interesting, the perspective. And all it is a perspective, right? That's all it was. And so I found that really interesting, just the way that you view the world and what you're comparing your life to can make all the difference. All the difference.
Well, that's one thing just to be careful about, is there's a lot of unhappiness in comparison.
Oh, and it's bad. It's an ego problem in humans. And we have some struggles with it.
It's ego.
Oh my gosh.
And just being aware of what the ego is and how it manifests is very helpful.
I've come a long way with that, because I used to struggle a lot with comparison. I used to compare myself to like your old girlfriends. Remember when Facebook was barely coming out and I just met you?
Holy cow, I remember that.
Remember how bad I used to be?
That was so
bad. I would like go online and like just asked you all the names. Oh, I remember one day I went like a little, I was like 17, 18.
My girlfriend or the girls I had dated or hooked up with better than I do. She'd be like, oh, what about so-and-so? I was like, holy shit, who was that? And she's like, oh, the one with that looked like this.
Oh, I got so bad about it. And you know what? It made me miserable. Remember how miserable I was that one day specifically? Do you remember? We were like in the BYU library. And I just came at you with all this garbage I had made up in my mind just from looking through your Facebook friends and finding out all your girlfriends, because I was comparing myself to them.
Oh, that was bullshit.
But I mean, yeah, no, have I not done really good with that now? I'm like,
amazing.
My confidence and ego and all that I've done a lot of work in that aspect of life, but.
And I just think, like, once you're good with yourself and you're healthy and you're in a good place, like, that comparison starts going away. Don't you think? Like, I feel like like, my need to impress others or to have material things of some sort just because somebody else has it has gone down tremendously.
Do you think, though, it's because we live in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, I guess so, I don't have to compare to anybody.
I think we need to remember that.
We still have the internet, and we could see what other people are
living. That's true. But it did say on this podcast, it said, oh my gosh, it was really interesting. Okay, so if you're a low income, if you're a low income family living in a community with other low income families, your happiness level is like moderate, like you're fine. But if you're a low income family living in a higher income neighborhood, your happiness level is shit.
Yeah.
So it's like I said, again, it's your reference point from where you're at.
It's all about reference point. And the other thing, like, we have a lot of farmers. And so they're like family business people. And so the other thing going along with that is, why are there so many issues with siblings?
A lot of you
are going to pay attention to what I'm about to say.
Oh, this is good.
There are so many issues amongst siblings because you all started from the same spot. And so if one sibling has more material success than the other, there's animosity, or if one gets more love than the other, or if somebody goes on and has a lot more success in life than the other, there is a lot of like either hate or bad feelings because you guys all started from the same spot.
Same level. So you guys should all be moving at the same level, right? In your egotistical mind.
Exactly.
But no, Like, people work harder and differently and, you know,
life, different personalities. Life's not fair, things happen in different ways. And so that's why there's a bunch of issues in family, in general.
Did you used to ever struggle with that? As you're the youngest son, so you had to watch your older brothers. Was that kind of hard for you?
There were times in my life where it was hard, but now I just feel so good for myself, and I genuinely want my other siblings to find success, that comparison's gone away.
So when you were in that comparison spot, though,
when I was in comparison was spot, it was just the ego. It was just the competition. Like, oh, well, we all started from the same spot. I got to get ahead. I got to get more. And I got to get all these material things to feel like, hell yeah, fucking ego. I'm badass.
Like, to what? To make you feel a certain way? Like, to prove yourself to your brothers? Or what was it more so for you? Like, back in the day. I know you don't have that issue anymore, but
I'm trying to think. It's just that natural competition that's in all ingrained of us. In you. Like, I don't know if it's a fucking Neanderthal provider in me that just wants to just
provider
and pound my chest.
Vikingo.
I don't know. I don't know if that was it or not. It's just this natural, like, need to, like, compete.
Conquer and compete.
And stuff
yeah.
like that.
I think it's a provider instinct, too. Like, and provide better. Provide more, maybe.
But,
yeah. That's got just struggle.
But the thing is once I just got to the point in my life where I just felt really good.
Yeah.
My mind was good. My physical health was good. My emotional health is good. And I did psychedelics and figured out to just get rid of the ego. Then I just feel good and I have no need to compete. I just like, let's just enjoy this life together.
Yeah, no, it does feel really good.
And so, I don't know, do some psychedelics. Get
Bronson's
healthy.
Advice always.
get healthy. Show gratitude in your life. And
for sure,
be full of positive energy.
Yeah, and look at the world from a fair perspective. Like, a realistic perspective. Because if you don't, you're going to be miserable forever.
All right, so I guess the last thing I want to talk about that's really helped me in my happiness is just telling the fucking truth.
Oh, yes. Amen to that.
Just tell the truth. Like, one of the points in, like, the four agreements that I read last, well, I've read it, like, 5 years ago, but I read it last year again, is to be impeccable with your word. And so just say what you mean, say what you feel, describe how you, like, if you feel like saying, no, I don't want to do that, say, no, I want to do that. When your wife asks you certain things about yourself, answer with truth and be honest, because wearing a mask fucking sucks. That's funny, because this year is about COVID, and it does suck. But I'm talking about the full shield mask.
You're so funny.
Wearing, like, being someone who you aren't is just consumes so much unnecessary energy. And also, once you just take off that fucking, just take the goddamn thing off. Take that mask off and throw it away and be truthful. Show who you really are. When your wife comes up to you, you'd be like, hey, did you look at porn last month? You say, yes, I fucking looked at porn twice. What you want to know about it? Let me tell you. You know, or she said, dude, were you checking out that other girl? Be like, yeah, she had a bomb ass booty, girl. You know?
And then I'll be like, where? I want to see.
And yeah, those are silly examples, but I'm just saying, like, and she's like, how are you feeling today? Go in, be like, yeah, man, I'm having a great day. I feel this. Or be like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm not good. I'm going to talk about, like, what happened today. I'm not feeling like a.
Just
where
be,
we're at in our relationship.
Vulnerable.
Just be real.
And real.
Just be vulnerable. Yeah. Like, and then, like, with Lou and I, with through our like faith crisis with our religion, you know, she would ask me different things of what my beliefs were, and I tell her, And that is just amazing to live with somebody that knows exactly how I feel. And then also, not even in marital relationships, in business. Just be truthful in your business, and in business in general. Just be truthful. Be truthful with your coworkers, with your employees, and just say what you mean. And because when you're bullshitting people, it is so exhausting. And so being truthful is really just added to my happiness 100%. Because sometimes I used to just tell people what they wanted to hear just to not be offensive, or just, I just feel like, yeah, this is what this guy needs to hear because they believe in this, or this person, they can only handle this, or blah, blah, blah. Or I'd say, yes, I will go do that. Even though I didn't want to do it, then I'd have a bad experience once I got there because I didn't want to do it in the first place. So it's a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. You got to set yourself free. Set yourself free. Take that mask off, like you said.
That's just the most beautiful feeling in the world.
It is.
Just being yourself and expressing yourself the way you want to express yourself.
Yeah, how can we figure this out so late in life? I wish I would have known this years ago.
Yeah, and 90-year-olds wish they would have done it in their 50s, you know? So yeah. Just do it now.
Yeah.
Yep. Just do it now. Just take off the mask and tell the truth. It is amazing. And you'll lose the people in life
that don't belong there in the first place. Don't even
belong there.
Yeah.
And you're going to gain some badass people that should be in your life.
Yes.
And don't worry about losing those people that like the stupid mask you're wearing. The people that like you after you take off that little act of a mask.
True.
And like you for who you really are. Those are your people. And yes, they will be attracted to you once you take the mask off.
100%.
Because you're going to be like, well, where's my people? Take off the fucking mask.
Take it off and you'll find them.
And they'll come.
They will come.
That's yep. Right.
Yeah.
What else on happiness?
Oh, that's good. No, I just wanted to end with probably, I was trying to narrow it down to 3 words. Okay. I'm trying to be a little more like.
What are your 3 words?
Okay. Happiness comes down to these 3 things for me. Having an op. Okay. And now I'm talking too much again. Can't say the 3 words. Jeez.
Three words.
Optimistic. Honest. Grateful.
That's awesome.
Those are mine.
That's awesome.
But, and you just mentioned honesty, which I was going to talk about. But yeah, those 3 things I think are huge for me.
I agree.
So we going to end on that?
I agree. And the ones that helped me for 2020, energy, health, and truth.
Yeah. Woo! Look at us.
There we go. And I really do feel happy right now. I really honestly, this past year, I've been very happy. How about you?
I know. And I, me too, drastically. The difference. And I'm trying to figure out, like, is it because we're away from society? Is it because of these changes we've made? Is it because of mental health? What, like, I'm trying to figure out why it is. And I think it just comes down to so many things that we've changed this year. So many. I can't narrow it down. But, and sometimes, I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know if you feel this way, but sometimes I feel really almost
guilty.
Oh, yes. I feel guilty sometimes for how much positivity and happiness I literally feel. And I'm just, sometimes I make a post and I'm like, you know, I probably came across like too happy. Maybe I need to come across a little more realistic. Like maybe I need to show a bad thing here and there just so people think I'm real. But in all honesty, Bronson, like, is our, like, do we fight that much in our marriage?
No,
like, guys, we really just freaking don't.
Maybe like one
month. But that's not to say that we didn't used to, and like that, yeah, we've done a ton of freaking digging and work to get to where we are now. So when people look at us now, I think sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, here come the Blues again with their like positivity and bull crap. But guys, we have put in some serious work and we've gone through some shit to get to this point. So don't think that it's not possible for you, and don't think that we're perfect either. Like, we still struggle. Yeah, like we still have little quarrels here and there, and we aren't happy shining rays of sunshine all the time, but I feel like we keep a really solid glow. Like, I don't know. And I feel guilty for feeling like that.
Yeah.
Is that weird that I feel guilty for feeling happy?
No, because there's been points in our life where people have gone to you and be like, well, tell me what's wrong. Because they want to feel what's wrong.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can relate to where they're at. Oh, yeah, or yeah. They can be like, well, yeah, this is a facade. This isn't real.
Yeah,
you
I've
have
had,
to be feeling like shit like me. So
I've
tell
had,
me your shit.
Yeah, I've
so
had
I can
some
feel
friends.
Better about myself.
I've had friends come over and they were literally like, Luisa, can you please just tell me one thing that you think negatively about yourself? And I was like, what? I honestly hadn't gone there. My mind, I guess I'm just so naturally optimistic or something. Or I've just gained a lot of confidence and self-awareness through the years. But I don't, my mind does not go there. And so it was really hard for me to think of one negative thing I think about myself. But I know people struggle with the opposite. And it just comes down to, like you said, I think sharing our truth and being true with ourselves and accepting who we are and being vulnerable with each other with that. And then optimism and all the other things we talked about today all mold together to create what we've created now, which is happiness. So you guys can do it.
And yeah, and I hope, like, if someone out there is in a bad spot, that they'd be able to reach out to somebody or reach out to us.
And yeah, reach out.
Just ask, and maybe we can help. And I'm not any professor on happiness. I'm just saying
What
has helped us in our situation.
Right.
I don't have any big, long
We're not therapists.
Degree in something. Or anything like that. This
and
is
we don't have all the answers. We just have our answers. Ours.
I just know what's happened. I just know what's worked for me to get
what's
over anxiety and depression spells.
Yeah.
I know what's worked for me and how I got there. I don't know what's going to work for somebody else, but I really believe in just being truthful, telling the truth, and focusing on good energy.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Amen, girl.
So find your happy, guys.
Go be happy.
Be happy.
Choose to be happy.
It's in your control. Right there. Just dig down there and grab it. And shine it out.
All right.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, I can't believe episode 4 is done. Thank you for listening to Happiness Hacks with Elva Kingo and Lou. Go be happy. We love you.